Hey, this is Tony Rice. You're listening to Verona Sports on a Saturday. Of course you are. And we're joined on the line now by friend of the show, European Tour golf referee, Gary Tait. Gary, welcome back to Verona Sports. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Hey, I tell you what, last time we spoke, you got me all excited with a 100-day countdown to the Ryder Cup. And now, at least from the European side perspective, all the picks are in. We're less than a month away. Doesn't time fly, Gary? My word.
Yeah, it does indeed. Yeah, 3 weeks to go, and the captain has made his final four selection. So we've got our European 12 as of this afternoon. We're just awaiting one American pick next Monday, and the two teams are established.
And honestly, I was goosebumps and excited 100-odd days ago, Gary. I cannot barely wait right now, because on a sporting calendar, when the Ryder Cup's in it, it is, even if you're not a golf fan, you're interested, aren't you? It really does capture the imagination.
Yeah, I believe it's one of the most watched team sports or events globally, after things like the World Cup and the Olympics. So the often single player game of golf features when it comes to the team sports, that is Europe versus the United States, and we're on home soil in France this year for the 2018 Ryder Cup.
Hey, awesome. And also, obviously, USA super strong, and we'll go through both teams, but they are the defending champions, but they've not won on European turf since 1993. Europe will be rather keen to make sure that that's a record that doesn't change this time around.
Yeah, that's 25 years, so that's something we don't want to break. It does look a very, very, very strong, 11-man team it is at the moment, after Jim Furyk picked Woods, Mickelson and DeChambeau. So our team is also very, very strong, but we'll see.
It really is. I tell you, honestly, I can't envisage anything other than a titanic tussle this time around. I think USA, after a period of hegemony from Europe last time, I think they were really kind of targeting Ryder Cup. I think it almost became a matter of national pride. And, they kind of had that cohesion that perhaps has not been characteristic of their recent Ryder Cup performances. So I guess they want to retain that, and Europe up for revenge. It just gets, the mouth puts watering, doesn't it? It's got everything that you love about sports.
Yeah, it's going to be superb. I mean, it's become a very, very high profile event, and it's profile in the game of golf at the very, very highest level. Maybe even for the purest match play, 1v1 or 2v2 in the oldest forms of golf, and that's what people like to watch. People playing each other with a match outcome, and it's very different to the run of the mill stroke play that they play every week against each other. It's a team sport, and it's match play, and it's very, very traditional.
Absolutely. And as you say, let's just focus for a moment on Europe. Again, a very powerful team on paper. Molinari goes in, of course, claiming the claret jug recently. You've got Rose, who, for me, and I've said it to you before, and I've said it many, many times, I genuinely believe that young man, still young, is England's most underrated sports star across all sports. I don't think the guy gets enough credit, but that's by the by. Hatton gets in, Fleetwood, Rahm, I love Rahm, McIlroy, of course, and then the Scandinavian powerhouse of Norton and Olsen in as well by rights. The only kind of query on that would be five of those greats debutants. I guess that fact influenced Bjorn in his captain selection.
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting that he's talked about putting form as an important part of his selection process. But say with five Ryder Cup newbies in there, in the way of Olsen, Noren, Hatton, Rahm and Fleetwood, not necessarily new to the success in golf, but new to the Ryder Cup, which brings along with its own challenges of the pressure. So it will be interesting. But yeah, absolutely, he's gone and he's filled the team with a backbone of supreme experience. He's gone with Stenson and Garcia and Poulter, the talisman, and he's brought back from the American abyss. He's brought back Casey, a very fierce competitor, and
great golfer.
Yeah, right, a really good golfer.
You know what, look, a Pulse is what Pulse is, and he loves and he breathes and he comes up to life at the Ryder Cup context. We all know that. Stenson, of course, his Ryder Cup debut in 06 showed that Iceman kind of cool to hold the winning putts. Casey can't fault at all. I think, ranked 14th in the world, always a consistent player. Now, Garcia, obviously, we all know what Garcia is and what Garcia is capable of. This, I think, will be his ninth Ryder Cup. But for me, that was a slight surprise, given that he has been, by his immense standards of form this season, missing the cut at all four majors. Lots of other players bubbling away under the surface who I think really were really knocking hard on the door. I can understand the wisdom of having what Bjorn has described as the heartbeat, the captain, there in Garcia, but for me, of all the captain's picks, that was the only one that I would put a question mark against. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, good info then. And to be honest, there's been a few comments made after the picks, but I had faith in that. That is a great pick. He's a team sportsman. He's got a footballing background. He's been a talisman as well in the past. He's been around the team room for a long time. He's also an idol of Mr. Rahm, a 23-year-old rookie, and that will not go unnoticed. And that could be a fantastic pairing, and even if it's just to have a national pal in the team, that will not be that will not go amiss. So that's good. And he may have missed all the cuts in the majors this year, but his Ryder Cup pedigree is good. And if you can just cast your mind back to that singles match against Mickelson, a pick for America, there was something like 21 birdies in that last Sunday for them to halve that match, and that was golf of the highest level. So I'm happy he's in there.
Look, you make a great case, and I can't quibble with Bjorn. I think Bjorn is a real good pick for our skipper, a man who's been there, done that Ryder Cup context himself. My only minor concern with it would be, again, I appreciate that five newbies, and there's lots of stats about the relative cumulative points that newbies versus players with experience have picked up since the 79 inception, whereby the Continental joined the GB force. Lots of that could be unpicked. However, I do believe that, for instance, Wallace, who won at the weekend in front of Bjorn for a third victory of the tour, must have been very disappointed not to get that nod.
Yeah, I mean, he's won three tournaments this season. He's a ferocious competitor. Hertfordshire boy, and he's attached to Moore Park down in Rickmansworth. And he has the sort of feel of possibly a potential poacher in the making.
Yes,
very, very good golfer.
He alluded to Poults, didn't he, in the most recent victory?
He did. And possibly, I mean, it would have been worth a punt, but I think with the five rookie players in, I think he's kind of put him on the back burner. Possibly might even get an invite over to watch from within the ropes to give him some inspiration and be part of the team scene, which I think has been mooted, and that'd be an excellent thing for Thomas Bjorn to do. But I mean, his time will come, and it will inspire him. But possibly not getting in the team, and I'm sure a lot of people will say he should be in there by rights. As often as the case, every year there's someone who misses out, and they should have been in the team. But you can only pick who you can pick. So time will tell.
Always does, and again, on the cusp of it now, just a mere 3 weeks away. Obviously, we focused there on the European force, and it is a force. I'm very excited for them. But again, the American team oozes class, oozes majors. It's almost mind-boggling. And then you go with the wild cards, you know, not too bad, when you can call upon Mickelson, Tiger, and Deschambray, is it, to be fair?
No, they've picked an old campaigner in Mickelson who, as you say, we had that titanic match against Garcia at the last Ryder Cup. We've got Mr. Woods, who's now able to play the game somewhere near some of the levels he played back in the day. And he's played himself, I think he's played himself back in there by right. I think he's a very dangerous pick. And a very new up-and-coming rookie who's played himself straight with some huge wins on the PGA Tour in DeChambeau, an interesting character, and will bring a bit of quirkiness to the thing.
I want to just go to Tiger because I'm as a fan delighted to see Tiger, as you say, coming back to something close to his best. Obviously the game has moved on since those halcyon days and those images that are iconic. 14 majors for the great. I'd love him maybe one day to get as close as possible, maybe surpass the legend that is Nicholson. But that's a different conversation for another day. My point with regards Tiger for you and I now is that we were talking about the need need for unity, the team ethos that is imperative in the Ryder Cup. And of course, America, as we chatted about, oozed that kind of, I guess, embedded with that last time out when they did win. I would sometimes is a bit divisive, sometimes you know, doesn't pull together as a team, and his actual Ryder Cup record isn't as stellar as his overall career, you know, glittering success. Is there a potential for Europe that that Woods will be the one that turns up, or do you think there's a change in the mindset of the great man?
It'll be interesting if he has matured as a player or as a team member. He's 42 years old now, and he's having a sort of renaissance. So possibly he's going to move on to the next phase in his career and be a very good team member while he plays his own game. So it could be different, but I would be very worried if I saw my name against him on the team sheet come Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, he's beginning to get that aura back, isn't he, to be fair? And, you know, a Tiger Woods on top form, as you say, there's no debate about it. He's played himself right back by rights into this. And I think, in all honesty, Furyk will be delighted that that is the case and he's not really taking a punt on the great man.
Yeah, he talked about that in the picks on the press conference. He talked about releasing Woods from his vice-captain role, which he was already allocated, back into the team. And he's added an extra vice captain into the team, and he allows Woods just to be freed up and to be a genuine team member without any of the worries that a vice captain also has. So he's set him up to be a major player in his team, I think, as Duke.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, goodness me, Gary, I'm already, my heart is pumping, I tell you. As I say, just a few short weeks away now. Just two final questions. I want to get your insight into this. Obviously, you know, you're a European Tour golf referee in your own right. You know the players inside out. You know the courses inside and out. Tell us a little bit about the Golf National in Paris and some of the challenges that these stellar stars are going to face at the end of the month.
Well, I mean, it's hosted the French Open for many a year now. It's a fantastic golf course, relatively new, but it's a course that anyone who's played on it and who's set foot on it has said, "Oh, this would make a great Ryder Cup course." And here we are. We're going to find out. It's a superb test, not easy at all. It's going to be prepared with tight fairways and decent rough, especially at the captain's orders. It's you know, the European sort of side get a chance to prepare the course, but it's going to be prepared to try and help straight hitting and quality iron play and good short game.
Do you know what, just again, irrespective, I agree with you there, and I think that that's a good point. But just coming back to my always perspective as a purist and a fan of tough line golf, I'm delighted to hear that, because some of this rip it and smash it stuff, you know, it's respect to them and all that, but I just love a course that really brings out the skill and the imagination of players.
Yeah, it's a fabulous course. And the last from the 14th into the 18th, I mean, every hole is fraught with risk. It's going to be fantastic. All of those holes are in an amphitheatre bow, which you can watch from four sides. And there's water everywhere with those final few holes. And it's going to be fantastic atmosphere. And it's a very, very good golf course, perfectly suited and perfectly set up. And probably one of the best tests we've had as a Ryder Cup golf course in the last 25 years. Hey. Not too American and not too European. It's a very tough and fair test that will let the top players showcase their abilities.
And that's what it's all about. Gary, like I say to you throughout this interview, you've tantalised me, but the mere fact that this awesome event is only 3 weeks away has already got me, as a massive fan, super excited. I know many listeners will be feeling likewise. Final question to you, Gary, because as well as you're a great tour referee in that capacity, you've also proven to be one mega pundit. Head on the block scenario, just super quickly. Is it going to be a European victory this time round?
Well, I think it's going to be very, very tight. I think the American team on paper looks immense. They've played superbly. I think we're going to look to the little extra touch that Thomas Bjorn can bring to that team, in the way Paul McGinley brought the team together in Glen Eagles. And I think I'd like to see us come out on top and bring that cup back.
Hey, it would be lovely. And I tell you what, it's going to be tight and tense, and that's why we love it. Gary, for me, always a pleasure to talk to you. I know you're super busy. It would be great to have a quick word with you, maybe in the preamble to it. But for tonight, thanks a million.
Yeah, look forward to that, Tony. I'll be down there in 3 weeks. I'll be on site. Hopefully we can speak again when we're right in the thick of it. And it's always nice to talk to you.
You're a scholar and a gentleman, Gary. Have a great rest of your night.
Thank you.